Dear listeners, for those of us at NPR News, this is one of the most fun days in the year. The Nobel Prize in Physics is announced, and immediately the NPR Science Desk must provide a correspondent to explain not just who won, two Russians and an American this year, for their work in superfluidity and superconductivity, but also why they won and how the science works. And our winner this year, Joe Palca. Let's see how he does. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And let's start with superconductivity. First of all, what is it?
Well, Alex, superconductivity is that property that conductors have when they're chilled to a very cold temperature, at least some of them. You know, electrons can flow through a wire. That's why you get electrical current at room temperature.
Yeah.
But there's some resistance, and so the wires can heat up if you put a lot of power through them. Superconductivity, the resistance goes away completely.
Okay, good. So far, this is the first Nobel Prize for superconductivity.
No. That was awarded in 1913 when the Dutch physicist Heike Kamerling-Onnes showed that if you cool mercury down to near absolute zero, it becomes a superconductor.
So it's not that new. This is the first prize for explaining superconductivity.
No. That went to Bardeen, Cooper, and Schrieffer in 1972 for describing how this phenomenon worked. It has to do with the way the electrons pair up at very cold temperatures.
Well, they ran out of physicists. They couldn't give the award away to anything for new work. What have these guys done?
Well, what they've done is they took the work forward. You know, in the 80s, there was a new class of superconductors called high-temperature superconductors, or type 2. And actually, there was a Nobel Prize for that as well in 1987 to Bednors and Müller. But what wasn't clear, and it's still not 100% clear, is how the theoretical basis for how these materials become superconducting, and that's what the current prize is for. If I can just read for a moment, though, from the, you were talking about our brilliant summaries. Well, here's the lay language summary of the prize. Abrikosov, who was one of the Russians who won, he's an American now, was able to show mathematically how the order parameter can describe the vortices and how the external magnetic field can penetrate the material along the channels in these vortices. That's from the lay language summary. So I think we can safely say that this theory provides a mathematical explanation of the phenomenon and leave it at that.
Okay. All right. We'll accept that. How about Anthony Leggett? He's the other winner, and he won in superfluidity. What did he do?
Well, it's a bit of the same story. There are materials like superconducting metals and these new metal ceramic compounds that become superconductors at very low temperatures. It was shown, again, some years ago, some decades ago, that a certain form of helium known as helium-4 will become a superfluid. That is, it'll lose all its internal resistance because, again, of the way the electrons behave. They're somewhat related phenomenon. Those prizes were awarded for helium-4. Then there was another prize for explaining or for demonstrating you could do this with helium-3. And now, this prize is for explaining the theoretical mathematical properties behind superfluidity in helium-3.
Joe, I think we might award you your own superconductivity medal for showing up and explaining this year's Nobel Prize in Physics.
I think I've shown superconduct.
NPR science correspondent Joe Palca from our studios in Washington. Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.